Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israel's treaty with Egypt is on shaky ground. Therefore, someone must step up to strengthen this peace agreement. That's the headline. David Dolan will join me at this broadcast table in a moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
On the 19th of November in 1977, Menachem Begin welcomed Anwar Sadat, who was the president of Egypt, into Israel, and the Egyptian president addressed the Israeli Knesset. It was a history-making event 40 years ago, but in reality, as we look at the end results of that visit, the Camp David Accords, a peace agreement between Israel and Egypt, it's not doing too well, and the future is pretty much uncertain, is it not?
It is. The peace between Israel and Egypt has been cool at best. One of the things that provided for the treaty was for tourism to be open between both countries, but very, very few Egyptians, apart from some business people, mostly have come to Israel. There's still a feeling amongst the Muslims that they can't go there because the Jews are occupying the holy sites of the Muslims. And, of course, most Egyptians are Muslims. Of course, it went through the strain of the Arab Spring, too. That was the greatest test of the relationship between Israel and Egypt because, of course, that ended up with the Muslim Brotherhood taking over Egypt for a couple years until ousted by the military. Ties are improving now again, Jimmy, but it's been a rocky road. Still today, there's limited tourism to the Sinai from Israel, essentially a war zone now with ISIS there and other groups fighting the Egyptian forces. So it's not a very attractive place today for tourism.
David Dolan with the details behind the uncertainty of the Israeli-Egyptian peace treaty. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Camp David Accords, the peace treaty between Israel and Egypt, is the first peace treaty that Israel made with one of its enemies. This agreement, as David mentioned in his report, is on shaky ground today. It's a treaty that has never been normalized. Bible prophecy foretells of a treaty in the future between Israel and her neighbors. Many teach that the Antichrist will sign a treaty between the nations of the Middle East, including Israel. The Bible never mentions the Antichrist signing a peace treaty. The ancient Jewish prophet Daniel wrote that the Antichrist would confirm such a treaty. That's Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. The text actually says that the Antichrist will confirm that covenant or treaty. The word confirm in the passage is gabar, G-A-B-A-R, in Hebrew, which means to strengthen or confirm. Therefore, the Israeli-Egyptian treaty on the table, not working, is waiting for someone, the Antichrist, to step up and confirm the treaty. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...